Do you feel, would you like to be on tape saying you are certain this is the Eastern Conference Final in the NBA? I think it is. Do you?
Well, it depends on how the seeding kind of falls out. So it should be, because I believe these are the best two teams in the Eastern Conference. But, you know, the Cavs, with all the injuries, if they drop a game or two, this might be a second-round matchup. So I love to see it in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm just not sure the Cavs will cooperate.
Hey, Emmett, we lost you for a sec, but I agree with everything you said. And yet you can imagine there are Raptors fans here, because they're five games up on Boston, that won't be devastated losing to the Cavs tonight. There are Raptors fans that want Cleveland to keep the three seed, like desperately. No one wants to see LeBron James in the second round. Why would you, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, LeBron in the playoffs, especially the Eastern Conference side of things, is virtually unstoppable. So you want to wait as long as you can and get as many miles on LeBron's body. So if I'm any team in the Eastern Conference, I'd much rather see the Cavs in the finals than the second round. Mm-hmm. Boston or Toronto, I want to see them in the finals.
All right, we know about LeBron. What about the rest of the cast here? Obviously, heading towards the trade deadline, they were awful. And then all of a sudden, they made all these trades, and for two games, their GM was the executive of the year. And now they've fallen back into another level. Who are the Cavs right now? What, I know you say they're the second best in the East. How good are they?
They're as good as they want to be. The thing with the Cavaliers right now is they have so many injuries that they just, you know, you bring in all the new guys, four new guys. Then Kevin Love goes out. Then Tristan Thompson goes out. And then Larry Nance Jr. and Rodney Hood. So you have all these new pieces that looked really good together, but they've only played a handful of games together. So if they can get healthy here within the next week or so and then just really focus, and they're going to have to practice, it's going to be tough, because I think the biggest thing that they're missing is chemistry, and if they had that, that they'd be extremely dangerous. But if it was an Achilles heel for the Cavaliers this year, it would just be their lack of chemistry and stability, because this has been a crazy season for the Cavaliers.
I'll lay a stat on you can use on your show, and you can credit your buddies in Toronto. 56-9, LeBron's record since 2011 in first and second round games. 56-9. And the only time I ever thought he was going to lose was when he was with Miami, and I think they were down 2-1 to Indiana and playing a really important game four, and maybe even without Chris Bosh, like Bosh was sick then. Let me ask you about Tyronn Lue. This is not great, and he missed games, and he wasn't able to finish games. I hope in Cleveland, because I didn't feel it nationally, there was the same empathy almost or understanding that Kevin Love got for saying that he suffers from panic attacks. That's why Tyronn Lue's not ready, and it's LeBron's fault, and this and that. I didn't feel the level of empathy that we should have for somebody who didn't have a physical injury in Kevin Love, and I think we should treat them equally. I think that's fair to say.
Right. Yeah, I think the thing with Lue, especially here in Cleveland anyway, everyone's kind of like, they're more worried about Lue than they were about Kevin, you know, because they're like, okay, we know what Kevin's going through. There are things that can help him. And Kevin even was saying, you know, I'm feeling better now, I'm seeing a therapist and stuff. With Lue, we're not really sure what's going on with him. We know he's had chest pains. He's had difficult times sleeping at night. But we're not so sure that everything has kind of been released as far as what's wrong with Lue. 2 weeks ago, I'm at the arena, and one of our reporters from the Associated Press kind of, you know, put his arm around Lue and said, "Hey, Ty, I'm worried about you, man." And Ty Lue said, "Yeah, I'm worried about me too. I don't know what's going on." So I think everyone, the reason it's not being talked about is because people are so nervous as to what could really be wrong. And I think that's the difference there.
With Emmett Golden from ESPN 850 in Cleveland, talking about the Cavs and the Raps tonight. You can watch it on Sportsnet 1 at 7 o'clock. I wonder what's LeBron's feelings towards Kyrie now, a couple of months from Kyrie leaving him. Does he? I mean, I would think that he'd really want to play the Celtics in the playoffs, and feeling abandoned, he'd really want to crush this guy.
I'm sure he does. LeBron will always take the high road and say, you know, it's not about Kyrie. It's about the Cavaliers and our, you know, my teammates. I mean, that's LeBron knows how to give a good quote, and he'd do that, and he'd take the high road. But there's no doubt about it. If a star on your team leaves because reportedly they didn't want to play with you or be in your shadow, of course, I think it's human nature to go, okay, I'll make sure you're not in my shadow because you'll be sitting at home watching the NBA Finals. And I do think that's a goal for LeBron, but he'd never say it. He'd never say it.
Tell us how you think. We've sort of mocked it up with drafts. It feels like the draft is ages away. You know, we're a month and a week till it's at the Jerry Dome in Dallas. Browns have the 1-4 pick. Giants and Jets sandwiched in between. If you had to lay out your mock for the top five picks, how do you think it all ends up going? And did what the Jets did, going all the way up, getting all those picks from the Colts, giving up all those picks to the Colts, did that change what Cleveland does at either 1 or 4 to you?
I think before the Jets moved up, Cleveland kind of, you know, let's take the best player available, maybe, because they figured there were a chance. I mean, there's four, maybe five quarterbacks that are all kind of the same, don't have the same abilities, but they're all really good, but they have a wart. You know, they have something they need to work on. So I think the Browns felt maybe we can get our guy at 4 and take the best player at 1 after the Jets moved up. I see them taking a quarterback at 1. Who? Right now, I'd say Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put that in stone yet, but I think he's the leader in the clubhouse. And I think you got two quarterbacks that go after that. I could see Rosen going to the Giants, and maybe Baker Mayfield or Allen possibly going to the Jets. And then the Browns, they'll take, you know, the best player available there. The only thing that worries me is from talking to people around the team, cover the team on a daily basis, they all are convinced that the Browns will not take Barkley at 4, that they're not in the business of taking a running back in the top 5 picks. So I would look for them to go defense there and try to circle back and grab another running back in the second round.
I'm shocked. I mean, all along we've been hearing that Barkley, they might even take him at number 1 overall, and it seems to. Why wouldn't they trade out of the 4 spot if someone is obviously the Buffalo Bills are going to be, you know, dreaming of a quarterback? Then there's other teams. There's going to be a quarterback available in the 4. It seems to me they can get their player if they trade and let someone else have the 4 for the quarterback and still stay near the top of the first round.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's my thinking. They may, trading back could be a possibility, but right now we've had a history in Cleveland of trading back, and it's never worked out. So that's a sensitive subject here, you know. So I think John Dorsey understands that, and if he gets a great deal, he's going to have to trade back. But right now, fans in Cleveland are really focused on drafting a quarterback, and, you know, and the best player available, and I can see that happening at 1 and 4.